I thought I was going to have to call 911 yesterday.
Why?
It's 99.7 DJX. Now, in my younger years, I was a big someone else will handle it kind of guy. A story that you always love to bring up and remind me of is when I was driving late at night on the interstate, not a lot of traffic around. I saw illuminated coming in the opposite direction, a car on fire. Picked up my phone, dialed 911, then set it back down, didn't hit send, thought, you know what? Someone else surely would have called already. I'm trying to change.
Okay.
Okay.
So moving forward, you have vowed to like, you know what? I'm going to hit send in those situations.
Maybe
someone else didn't call yet.
Maybe. Fast forward to yesterday. I'm walking my dog in the neighborhood, right? Pass by a car parked in a driveway. The driver's door is open. There's a bag of Skyline chili on the ground outside the door. Yeah, a to-go cup on the roof. And the driver's in the driver's seat. The driver's leg is kind of hanging out of the car, and he wasn't really moving. And I'm like, that was a little suspicious to me. I'm just kind of walking by him, staring at him the entire time, passing by his house.
He's not moving at all?
No, he didn't move. And I was like, maybe he's asleep. I kept thinking about it on my walk, right? And decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to circle back around and see if he's still there. So it's been about 30 minutes, right? And
again, we passed by the first time.
And I did nothing. Yes.
And said, maybe it's fine. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, I passed by the first time, and I'm like, okay, well, there's, you know, three doors down, there is a neighbor out on his porch just on the phone, and there's another person who's walking in the neighborhood, too.
They don't seem alarmed. I shouldn't be either.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
So, yes, first time around, I looked at the dude, and I'm like, not moving. Maybe he's asleep, hopefully. And so I just continued on. So about 30 minutes pass, right? And I'm reapproaching the car, this time from the opposite side, right? And as I'm coming up on it, I kind of see the cup still on the roof of the car. And I can see, you know, under the car a little bit because I'm coming up from the passenger side this time. I can see his legs still hanging out of the car. And I'm like, oh, gosh. And so, like, my mind is racing at this point. I'm like, oh, man, did this guy have, like, a heart attack? Am I going to have to call 911? How long?
At this point, have you decided to engage? Like, are we going to get a closer look? Are we going to say, hey, sir, everything okay?
Well, yes. In my mind, I'm thinking, okay, so I'm going to get up to the car and I'm going to go up to him and say, you know, hey, buddy, you all right? Everything okay? You know, I passed by earlier. You weren't moving. I just wanted to make sure everything was fine. In my mind, that's where my mind was at this point, right? And also at the same time, I'm wondering, man, how long is this going to take? Like, if I have to actually call 911, I'm going to have to sit there and wait.
I don't know.
I'm going to have to, this is my old self creeping back into my new self. My old self is going, oh man, this
what
is going to take
a time
forever.
Commitment is this going to get me involved in?
Yes.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So anyways, I'm staring. I'm intently staring at this car as I start to pass the car again. But this time, I hear the car start and then stop, start again and then stop. And I clearly see him moving inside the car this time. So apparently this guy might have been like working on his car. He wasn't dead. So that's good.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
That's good. But intent, and still, I'm like, as I'm passing him, I'm still kind of looking at him. He is fidgeting with his keys. I'm seeing now the brake lights go on and off of the car. So he's clearly like,
He's doing things.
There is motion. He's not in cardiac arrest.
Good.
Skyline chili wasn't his last meal. He's good.
Oh, this is great news. And you didn't have to say anything.
Which is even better for you. I was going to say, I didn't. Yeah. Well, at that point, I didn't feel like I needed to go up to him and go, hey, you know, I had just gone by about a half an hour ago.
I thought you were dead.
Glad
to see you're not.
glad to see you're up and moving and working on your car. See, and I also thought if I did do that, then he might ask me to help him help work on his car, which I don't want to do that either.
Not my wheelhouse.
That's not my wheelhouse. So anyways,
okay.
I almost had to call 911 yesterday, and I feel like in my soul, if it came to it, my conscience would have won out over the how long's this going to take.
But 30 minutes later.
Yeah, 30 minutes later.
The first time it passed when you didn't see the movement and it was much more of an iffy situation, we still passed it by.
Well, yeah, I passed it by the first time and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to earmark that. I'm going to earmark that. And even though I didn't have to. Listen, Kelly, even though I didn't have to circle back around, uh-huh. I did anyways because.
That's great. You changed the route.
Because, again, knew me.
Yeah.
Knew me. Taking yep. action me
right.
was going to make sure that this guy was okay. So.
Okay, that's great.
Right, so anyway,
Bethany's like, I wonder if Skyline Chili Guy is listening, LOL.
Well, hopefully he is, and he knows that he has caring neighbors.
Yes. Yes.
Anyways.
Oh, and Sarah from Bard sounds like Skyline Chili is a top contender for a last meal for me.
I mean, so, I was going to say, if he's going to go out, Skyline Chili, not a bad way to go. You know, I mean, that's...
Nicole is like, Jesus, fix it. You're just leaving it up to the big. You know what? If Jesus wills it to happen, he's going to take care of it.
Sure.
And I'm just going to continue.
And then, you know what? If he doesn't, I'm there a close second.
Okay, great.
All right, there you go. That's my story on why I almost had to call 911 yesterday.
Thank goodness you didn't.
Come on now. Wait, it'd be
almost a little bit better. And it would almost be a little bit better if you did call 911 and you're having a conversation with the 911 dispatcher and you're trying to like work it out with them. Like, do I do anything? Do I walk up?
Well, the 911 dispatcher is obviously a professional, is obviously going to steer me in the right direction while they're calling authorities and EMS to the scene.
But at least then we'd have a recording of it. And we could hear your conversation, which would have been a little bit better.
Got a text from another listener. If minding your business was a Ben Davis story, yes, that would be it. All right, thank you. All right, moving on. Just know, if you're in my neighborhood, I got your back, all right?
He's going to watch you.
I'll watch you.
Might not do anything.